T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, it's time for Sports Radio WEEI with Mark James.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Tony Michelle.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
I don't get paid to care what you think. I get paid to tell you what I think.
Mark effin' James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser.
Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell.
Because he's actually Don Farrell without a ring.
And I think one man.
Exactly. So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Byrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Tom Brady took a physical in New York City yesterday, where he is currently residing before he makes his move down to Tampa Bay, and everything is full go. The contract is signed. Tom Brady now officially a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Were you disappointed that the Patriots maybe didn't make more of an effort to bring you back or maybe show some more appreciation given all you've accomplished for the team?
No, I have a great deal of respect for, you know, I'm so grateful to Mr. Kraft and the organization and Coach Belichick and all the coaches and obviously all my teammates.
What would it have taken for you to stay in New England?
Oh, boy.
Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of trust certain people out like there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
The New England Patriots are not going to pay Cam Newton $19.1 million a year. They're not going to sink that kind of money into a quarterback.
Oh, good Sunday morning, everyone. If you can call it that, up here in Boston in New England. It's certainly, you know, I never thought that if there's ever a time, even though now this state is sort of becoming one of the rapidly, not Massachusetts, I mean the state of Florida, has become one of the more rapidly growing states in terms of confirmed coronavirus cases. I was supposed to be flying down there in 2 days. Going to be down in Tampa, St. Pete, in the state of Florida for the next week. But obviously that changed when Vince McMahon decided to not cancel WrestleMania, but relocate it from Raymond James Stadium, where Tom Brady and the Buccaneers play, or will play, we hope, knock on wood, to an empty, sterile performance center in Orlando, Florida. So it got me thinking, and good Sunday morning to all of you. I hope you are, I mean, and like I said, today up here in Boston and throughout New England, it's raining, it's nasty. If there was ever a day that epitomized the coronavirus, it would sort of be right now. You look outside and it's just dreary, gloomy. And I'll say this, it's all the more reason just to stay inside and be safe. Especially, you know, if you have to go out, and obviously you have to look at, you know, getting groceries or getting gas or getting something for your dog, then yes, that is a necessity. You know what else I've learned? Well, first and foremost is this. Think about where we were 1 month ago. On February 29th, there was a February 29th this year. There was. Think about the world. Okay? Just think about where we are today on March 29th and where we were 1 month ago, where this coronavirus thing was picking up steam, but it was just, well, be careful, but. You know, it hadn't quite even really become an epidemic, yet alone a pandemic, which it clearly is, obviously, right now, as unfortunately, the United States of America has eclipsed both China and Italy as the most confirmed cases in the world. And we're not done yet because we haven't even seen, I don't think, close to how many people are going to be tested. But think about where we were a month ago, okay? Everything was still as is. The Bruins were the best team in hockey. They were in first place. The Celtics, coming off the NBA All-Star break, they were hanging in there in the Eastern Conference as a top three seed. You had, speaking of, WrestleMania still in play for Raymond James Stadium. You had college basketball getting ready for their huge showcase, which is March Madness. And Tom Brady was still possibly going to return to the New England Patriots. All of that. And look at where we are now. It's 1 month later, actually even 3 weeks later, because you could go to the following week as well. But I'm just going to do 1 month just because it's easy to do it that way. 1 month ago, everything was still what we consider normal. Saturday, February 29th, everything was still going as is. We were able to, you could go to the grocery store. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm at the grocery store multiple times a week, like most of you. You go in there now, it's like being in a nuclear physics lab. People have the doctor's masks, the gloves. It's just weird. You could go and buy as much hand soap, hand sanitizer, and toilet paper as possible. Now, good luck. Good luck finding any of those, including a thermometer. 1 month, folks. 1 month. We could go out to eat at our favorite restaurant to just get breakfast or lunch or dinner or all of the above. Not think twice. No more. Some states, California, New York, Illinois, Connecticut, stay-at-home orders. This world has changed in 1 month. And if you're old enough to remember what things were like for 9/11, which obviously happened nearly 19 years ago, this September 11th. It was a tough time, but we all knew that, hey, you know, we're going to get back to it. You know, Mike Piazza and the Mets beat the Braves, and Piazza hit a game-winning walk-off home run. The NFL had to cancel their games for a week, but then they picked right up the following week, and you started to get back to a little bit of normalcy. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom here on a Sunday morning, but whatever we enjoyed prior to March 11th, March 12th, when the entire sports world was canceled, we're never going to see again. Think about that. Okay? We're never going to, like, whatever we enjoyed, just the things that we take for granted, dog parks, walking your dog to dog park, they're shut down now. So many things, live sports, done. No March Madness, no NBA regular season, no NHL regular season for now. They've been suspended. No, what was supposed to be on Thursday, the start of the Major League Baseball season. Your Boston Red Sox going to Toronto to face Vlad Guerrero Jr. and the Toronto Blue Jays. All of it's changed, and it sucks. There's no other way to say it, man. It sucks. But I'll say this. This is the time that we, as a country, we need to come together. And I think, at least in Massachusetts, I don't know about the other states because I don't live in the other states. I live in Massachusetts. I read there was an article the other day that's saying that everybody in this state has really taken heed to COVID-19, that people aren't being stupid. There was something going on in New Jersey the other day. They had a Corona party. And it was like 47 to 50 people. And the governor of New Jersey, like, you know, these people were obviously cited. You can't even do that anymore. Having people over your house, everything has changed. 1 month. Again, 1 month ago, look at where we were. 1 month later, today, look at where we are. My name is Mark James. That's Mark with AC James here with you. Till 1 a.m. Excuse me, p.m., not a.m. That would be a marathon. I'm not ready to put my Christian Fourier hat on yet and do a marathon, but I think I can get to the four-hour mark. I'm pretty sure I can get there. But audience participation will be greatly appreciated. So the number is 617-779-7937. Now, we're going to get into sports and everything else that's on the table, but a lot of times now, sports talk radio becomes sort of therapy for everybody. It becomes something that we need. Even if I wasn't lucky enough to be hosting on the air, I'd be listening as a fan because we all need escapes and diversions. And that's one of the great things I love now, where you can see that a lot of local programming, when it comes to television or whatever, they've ceased and disbanded for the time being. Sports talk radio, live and local. We're here and able to talk to the community at large and say, hey, what's going on? How are you coping with this thing? It's different. I mean, it's for me, who I'm an only child, and what you call social distancing, I call self-isolation. So this, and I'm also an admitted germaphobe, proud germaphobe, that welcome to my world, that now everybody has to sort of adhere to being somewhat germaphobic. That you all have to enter and do things that you never thought before. I mean, think about what you were doing. And this is one of the things that I'll never forget. When I was living down in Tampa for the first time, I lived there twice, but this was about a decade ago. And I remember getting gas at a gas pump. And I would always use a bunch of paper towels to pump the gas. Okay. And my ex-girlfriend said to me, quote, why do you do that? It's so something to the extent of, you know, it's just non-manly. I'm like, listen, do you have any idea what it's like Do you have any idea what this is like? Like putting your hands on a gas pump is the equivalent of literally putting your hands on a public restroom toilet seat. Not to mention, if I do put my hands on that gas pump, and of course back then there was no sanitizer at the pumps or anything like that, then the smell of that and everything, then I'll be holding your hand or, you know, touching you with that hand. Do you have any idea how disgusting that is? Now, this was me in 2009, and I've been like this for a long time. I always loved driving through New Jersey because they could, they would have people that would pump your gas for you, and it was great. I was like, oh, great, I don't have to get out, I don't have to touch it. Now, I use gloves. Those blue gloves that you get, which is another thing selling out like crazy now that you can't find anywhere, the gloves. Yep, those are, it is unbelievable how much this world has changed in 1 month. And like I said, unlike 9/11, where we had sports, and we had everything to sort of get us back to some semblance of reality. Now, it is, it's crazy. Everything is different now. And look at in 1 month, which has happened. The Bruins, best team in the NHL, season suspended. We have the Celtics, which were the, according to the NBA standings, the third best record in the NBA, well, in the Eastern Conference anyway. March Madness, and that's the one thing about college basketball that I will miss like everybody else. No office tournament pools anymore. None of that stuff. Nope. First time in my life, and I would imagine in all of your lives, because I don't think it's ever happened, no March Madness. This sucks. I mean, this is just like, and then on top of it, to add insult to injury already, Tom Brady takes his talents to Clearwater Beach, St. Pete Beach, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, could you get anything worse than that? Like, really? I mean, everywhere right now, it sucks because we're all going through it. I don't care if you're here in Boston, in New England, if you're in Seattle, Bangor, Maine, Albuquerque, New Mexico. What's up, Breaking Bad? We're all going through this, but they didn't just lose the greatest quarterback in NFL history to another city. The greatest player, arguably, in NFL history. We did. So add on top of everything else and look what you've got. It's a tough time. It's a tough time right now. And speaking of the Bruins, how about this? Jeremy Jacobs, the owner of the Bruins, who's worth just under $4 billion. He and Delaware North Company, they have done something called a, quote, temporary business stabilization measures. As of April 1st, which is in a few days, 68 full-time salaried associates will be placed on temporary leave. They will get 1 week of paid leave and 8 weeks of full benefits. Another 82 full-time salaried associates will be seeking an indefinite reduction in salary. So this is going on now. It is just absolutely ridiculous. 1 month ago, we lived in a normal world, and 1 month later, actually technically 3 weeks later, because it really changed on March 11th, March 12th, that's where everything changed. But literally 1 month ago, all the things that we could enjoy, going to a restaurant, sitting down, being within 6 feet of the next person, not 6 feet away, which I technically don't mind, it's all changed. So your thoughts on that, 617-779-7937. oh boy, oh boy, this thing is absolutely crazy. Absolutely nuts now. And the things that we used to take for granted, that we used to love before, not anymore. Not anymore. Everybody's at home now. You know, you see broadcasters. In their libraries or their home offices with their bookshelves in back, and nobody's going in anymore. And listen, I get it. Precaution. Better safe than sorry. This thing, Doris Burke announced, NBA analyst, former Providence College All-American, she announced that she tested positive for coronavirus. But I want to know from you what this is doing to affect your life, and not just sports, but just overall in general, like how you're dealing with all this. And like I said, now mentioning that on top of all that, you just lost the greatest quarterback in NFL history. Now, not that that even compares to losing lives, but from a sports standpoint, wow. So what's the thing that you miss the most out of all this? And your thoughts on the Bruins ownership, Jeremy Jacobs specifically, and how bad Delaware North looks. And I think the thing that really hit home to me was when I saw the other day that Drew Brees and his wife are pledging $5 million to people in Louisiana. Drew Brees, I don't know how much money he's made in his life. I would venture to say he's been in the NFL since 2001. It's nearly 20 years. He's also had some advertisements. He's probably made $200 to $250 million total in his career, maybe less, maybe more. Nowhere near the amount of money that Jeremy Jacobs has and the Boston Bruins. But yet, look at what's going on right now. The Bruins were the last team in the NHL to announce that they were going to donate any money, and I believe it was $500,000. $500K. So you're getting Drew Brees and his wife, who don't have anywhere near the amount of money, anywhere near, and yet they're donating more than Jeremy Jacobs, which just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. All right, our lines are lit up, so I want to get to all your phone calls, starting with Maria in my new hometown of Watertown. Troy, Vicky, Bob, Scott, 617-779-7937 is the number. And I hope we can get back to normalcy, because this bleep sucks. It sucks. From someone who really enjoys self-isolation, is what a lot of you called social distancing. I really enjoy that. But guess what? I don't know when we're going to get back to normalcy. I don't know. There's even talk that Major League Baseball now and what they're looking into, which is the players in league agreed that the 2020 season won't begin until three things are official. No bans on mass gatherings that limit the ability to play in front of fans. No travel restrictions. And medical experts determining the games will not pose a risk to health of teams and fans. Well, guess what? There's not going to be Major League Baseball season for a long time, if this season at all. With those three things, no bans on mass gatherings that limit the ability to play in front of fans, no travel restrictions, and medical experts determine that games will not pose a risk to the health of teams and fans. Well, hey, baseball, you may want to consider what the NBA is doing, well, what the NBA is considering right now, playing in front of no fans. And of all sports where I really don't care if they're fans, I'm going to say it's baseball, because it's the least likely in terms of fans that there is. The least likely. Like, we don't, NBA, I'm not with LeBron, but I'm sort of with LeBron. NHL, it'll be weird. Wrestling's already weird if you watch AEW or WWE, but at least they're trying to, it's the first time, it's the weirdest thing with no fans. But baseball, I'm okay with no fans. I really am, because there's really no home field advantage in baseball anyway. Now, I know if you're a owner of a team and of a ballpark like Fenway, John Henry and Tom Warner, that's not good for your pockets in terms of gate revenue, but baseball has big TV contracts. Basketball has big TV contracts. Football, we're not there yet, but they're obviously all set with their TV deals. The one sport that is going to really take the biggest shot more than anything is the NHL, but that doesn't give Jeremy Jacobs, Delaware North, and the Boston Bruins an excuse to be able to do what they're doing to part-time employees. It doesn't. The Sixers and New Jersey Devils aren't. They're going ahead and doing whatever they can. So it is what it is. We'll get to all your calls, 617-779-7937. Now it's time for trending.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, New York Knicks and Rangers owner James Dolan's one of the latest sports figures to test positive for coronavirus. Less than a week from WrestleMania, WWE superstar Roman Reigns has backed out of his heavyweight championship match. He overcame leukemia last year and did not feel comfortable performing during the threat of COVID-19 due to his weakened immune system. It seems as though Patriots receiver N'Keal Harry is tired of hearing the critics as he posted the following caption to a picture on his Instagram yesterday, quote, quick to talk, but let's see how quick they'll be to bite that tongue. Hashtag LFG. Okay. Here's a little retort for you, N'Keal Harry. Get on the effing field and stay on the effing field. Okay? Because the Patriots passed on Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf, A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin, Hunter Renfro, and they're all better than you. And Hunter Renfro was like a fifth-round pick. So start acting like the first wide receiver taken in last year's draft. Because I can tell you this right now, if you were in this year's draft, you wouldn't go to the third or fourth round. So how about that one, N'Keal Harry? And MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred spoke earlier this week that the league has come to a decision regarding the cheating allegations facing the Boston Red Sox, and it will be announced before play resumes. Which, when is play resuming? Hello? So, you know, I get baseball's trying to, and they're always, you know, they're so reactive. They're always the last league to do anything. The NBA's first, and Major League Baseball's always DFL. But yet, so when's that going to be? When it resumes, when's play going to resume? Like, literally, if you know what they did, why not just announce the punishment instead of keeping this thing lingering? I don't get it, but regardless. All right, your phone calls on the other side. 617-779-7937.
For all station contest rules, go to weei.com/rules. weei.com/rules.
To help ensure that the most at-risk members of our community who must leave home to obtain groceries are taken care of, Star Market is reserving 7 to 9 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays for them. During those times, we ask that you avoid shopping so our stores can be available for senior citizens and other at-risk members of our community, such as pregnant women or those with compromised immune systems. We at Star Market appreciate your patience and support as you help us with this temporary request to help our neighbors meet their needs. Thank you.
During this public health crisis, drug and alcohol use continue to be a major health issue, especially as people are forced to isolate. If you or a loved one are suffering from an addiction, don't wait. Seek help now. Spectrum Health Systems remains open and can be reached at 1-877-MY-REHAB. 1-877-MY-REHAB. Now is the perfect time to seek treatment. Please call 1-877-MY-REHAB. My Rehab.
Somewhere out there, there's a man on a park bench eating his 500th PB&J. He has no idea Papa John's has new papadillas that are way better than a boring sandwich. With Papa John's best meats, cheeses, and veggies hand-folded into a crispy flatbread crust. Someone better tell that man. Get a new papadilla in one of four flavors for just $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, better than a sandwich. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
The heating oil industry in Massachusetts is reducing greenhouse gas emissions and improving the environment with clean, renewable bioheat. Learn more about bioheat and heating equipment rebates at discoverheatingoilmass.com. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Energy Marketers Association.
Amazon is hiring near you. Start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Earn an additional $2 an hour through April. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Learn more or find a job now at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
They really appreciate what she's done as a sister as well as a soldier and, you know, supporting their country.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join.
Family members that are soldiers in the Army National Guard inspire and influence, setting a path for others.
It's validating knowing that, you know, I kind of did my part to make sure this is what they actually wanted and that they feel the same way I do. I'm really proud that we get to help shape the future, and I know that my sisters are going to be amazing soldiers.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share in.
A lot of pride, and they're just out there doing something every day and then serving their country as well.
I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Army National Guard. Aired by the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
I'm April, and this is Travis Buswell, and we recently got SBLI life insurance.
April and Travis are actual SBLI customers.
We decided we needed life insurance for peace of mind.
Getting out of the military, having life insurance, and then not having it was a wake-up call.
That's when they started looking for a policy they could count on and afford.
When we first got the quote from SBLI, it was already half as much as what we were looking at with other insurance companies.
But a great price is just the beginning.
SBLI didn't feel like it was a corporate company where you're just a customer to them. Jim described you as part of the family.
Which is exactly how we've treated every customer since we opened our doors in 1907.
It was something we could afford. It was through someone we trusted. SBLI is who we wanted to go with.
Find out for yourself how life insurance should be. Visit SBLI.com or call 888-630-5000. The Savings Bank Mutual Life Insurance Company of Massachusetts.
What's that new bank in Middleton? It's us. We're Eagle Bank, and we're looking forward to becoming part of your community and to helping make a difference in your life when it comes to the way you bank. In fact, we're the size we are for a reason, because at Eagle Bank, we believe a community bank is just that, a bank highly focused on the needs of those in its community. From helping them buy their dream home or weekend getaway to supporting local businesses with the capital they need to continue growing and dreaming, we'll be there. We're all about delivering on what we say and who we are. And that's exactly what you'll find when you step inside our new Middleton office and meet our team. Eagle Bank is now open in Middleton, and we hope to see you soon.
Eagle Bank, Eagle Bank.
Learn more at bankeagle.com. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Rich Keefe. The coronavirus is especially dangerous to older adults. Please help do your part in preventing the spread of the disease by practicing social distance. Wash your hands often with soap and warm water. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean things around the house that are frequently touched, like doorknobs and countertops. WEEI is helping Boston stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
All right, 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Mark with a C. James here with you for the next 3.5 hours, and looking forward to your phone calls. And I appreciate everybody who called and everybody who held. Understand, when you call into a live radio show, and that's why I appreciate patience being a virtue, if you don't get on within...
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
5 minutes. You kind of got to hold just a little bit. We'll try to get to you as soon as possible. But, like, you just, if you don't get on within 5 minutes and you hang up, it's like, I mean, I'm not, you know, then don't call in. I mean, because you're going to hold for a little bit. We'll get to all your phone calls as soon as possible. And we'll lead off with Maria in Watertown, because she exemplifies patience being a virtue. Hello, Maria.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to Watertown, although it's seems like it's a temporary home for you.
No. I've been there almost 3 years now.
Oh, well, welcome to Watertown.
Yeah, thank you.
Hopefully we'll run into each other at one of the local establishments once they're open again.
Yeah, which is, I don't know when that's going to be, but yes, I would agree, because it's not looking good, Maria.
No, it's not a pretty picture. And the one thing that was relatively keeping me sane was having some of the golf courses open, but alas, those have all been shut down as well, too. So we'll have to find more creative ways to keep ourselves occupied. But I did want to speak to the situation with Jeremy Jacobs. And this is the first time in 11 years as a season ticket holder that I am embarrassed and disgusted to be calling myself a Boston Bruins season ticket holder. This man, Mr. Jeremy Jacobs, is one of the most miserable SOBs and arguably one of the worst sports owners in the history of this town, if not across sports. The fact that he is a billionaire with a B, and runs a corporation that has a balance sheet in the billions to turn his back on those hardworking people is disgusting. Like, the only way to get a message through to this miserable excuse of a human being is to stop putting money in his pockets. I'm begging people, if the opportunity ever presents itself when we are back in the Boston Garden again for games, don't buy his crappy concessions. If you have a favorite vendor, drop a $20 bill at your favorite vendor, but don't buy his garbage, because the only thing that rings true with this man is if he loses a dime of money. That will be the only way that he will change his demeanor and his approach to things. I'm disgusted doesn't even begin to describe how I feel about this person. And my dislike for him goes way beyond this other stuff. You know, the fact that, you know, he basically screwed a youth organization out of a commitment to donate money. The fact that after the last lockout, he screwed his concession vendors and reduced their commissions in order to make up the money for the giveaways. Like, it just goes on and on and on with this person. And again, the only way to get a message through to him is hit him with what he loves the most, and that's the money in his wallet. Now, if I may say something about the Tom Brady situation.
Sure. Let me just say one thing about there's nothing that you said. I'm the biggest diehard lifelong Bruins fan, and Ray Bourque was my idol growing up and all that. But there's nothing that you said about Jeremy Jacobs that I disagree with. Nothing. You're absolutely right. Especially in a time where, you know, and like I said, I mean, you hate to say it, but you know what's sad? The saddest part about Maria, before he probably begrudgingly pledged to, just to give $500,000, and Ben Volen was the one who actually, he was the one who looked at, like, and said that, like it was almost conditional. Like, he's like, upon the
if.
Final,
there
yeah,
was an if in there.
There was
yeah.
the if in there. Yeah. It was conditional. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. You've got to be kidding me that you're going to do this now in this day and age. And it's like, we already know he's an absentee owner to begin with, that he doesn't spend. You know what's sad about Jeremy Jacobs? The Montreal Canadiens spend more time in Boston per year than Jeremy Jacobs does. And they're our longtime hated rivals.
He is an absentee owner. Yep. He shows up once a year to do his dog and pony show when the season kicks off. And then he hides up in Buffalo to count his coins, or he goes to his place in Florida and figures out how many people he can sue while he's in Florida. It's just, anybody who knows me knows that I am one of the most passionate people about the Boston Bruins.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'll give it to you straight.
Yeah, you did. Give me your Tom Brady thing real quick. Thanks.
So my Tom Brady thing real quick is, there's always two sides to every story. Somewhere in the middle is the truth. However, I put him kind of in a not the same, but kind of sort of the same as Ray Bourque, in terms of Ray Bourque wanted to win a Stanley Cup. And the fans in Boston still loved him and still cheered for him, even when he went to Colorado. Now, Brady's won several championships, but I'm still going to root for Brady. I want to see him do well. This man brought us so many championships, and he's always going to be on the Mount Rushmore of sports for Boston.
Number one, Maria. Thank you, Maria. Great phone call. Call anytime, and hopefully we run into each other somewhere in Watertown. Yeah, Tom Brady, there's no question. Pantheon, Mount Rushmore, Boston, first bust up there. First one. First, you know, like his headshot. I don't mean he was a bust, but his first. We had some idiot call in yesterday on Mark and Hart and said that thought Tom Brady was overrated. Rick in Plymouth. I remember his name, Rick in Plymouth. But the Jacobs family, in this time, to pull the crap that they're pulling, and not to mention, you have the best team in the NHL right now. Oh, and here's one more thing, too, about that. And I could tell Maria's a diehard black and gold fan. I'm not accepting a Stanley Cup due to some technicality in the NHL bylaw that the team with the best record in the league gets the Stanley Cup. That's BS. I'm sorry, I can't accept that. And if you celebrate that around here, then you're celebrating a fake title. If I'm just saying, if that happens and the NHL season's canceled, I hope it's not. Knock on wood. Because I was at Game 7 last year against St. Louis, and I was there when Marchand decided to come off the ice a little too early towards the end of the first period, and then, you know, left Tuukka out on an island all by himself, and once they scored that second goal, it was game over. So I want to win it the right way. And if that means going through the Lightning and the Capitals, unlike last season, then so be it. I don't want some cheap bylaw technicality. Well, the Bruins are declared Stanley Cup champions. No, no. Could you imagine last year if that happened with the Lightning? The Lightning had the best record in the NHL last year. I believe they had the most wins in NHL regular season history, or at least tied for that. Could you imagine if they'd just given the Lightning the Stanley Cup, the team who got swept in the first round by 8th-seeded Columbus? Could you imagine that? No. We don't do that here in Boston. That doesn't fly here whatsoever. We'll continue. We'll stay with this. Also, I got something coming up at the top of the hour that I know that people really, really want to get into regarding Tom Brady. I have a new idea for a series coming up. Someone texted in the text line, Mark, have you started Ozark Season 3? Well, actually, I'm already 7 episodes in, 3 more to go. I'm addicted to it. Unfortunately, I'll finish them all by tonight, if not tomorrow. Yes, it is unfreaking believable. Jason Bateman, Laura Linney, it is, oh, wow. It was worth the wait of 2 years, but it will be all over for me within the next 3 episodes, so I highly implore you to watch that. Check that out. Nothing but your calls, 617-779-7937. Mark James here on WEI.
This is Mark James on WEI.
Another good thing you can watch while you're stuck at home is Dark Side of the Ring, Parts 1 and 2, Chris Benoit, which was just released on Tuesday night. If you don't like wrestling, it doesn't matter, because it is unbelievable. It is just amazing. And Chris Jericho, you will have a newfound appreciation for when you watch that, if you don't already appreciate one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, because I see him in even a better light than I already did, and I've already seen him in the highest light to begin with anyway. But it is unbelievable. But check that out as well. You can find it on demand on Vice, or just find out when it's going to be replayed on the Vice channel. They did a great job. They really did. 617-779-7937. Right back to the phones, Troy in Concord. What's up, Troy?
Hey, Mark. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm not bad. I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
Great listening to you. You are exactly right on with 1 month ago. There was nothing going on.
I know.
And
I
now...
know. I know.
It's just crazy.
I mean, Troy, we can't wake up every day. I can't wake up every day not only hearing the word coronavirus or COVID-19 or pandemic. I can't wake up without getting alerts or text messages from, you know, like news networks on my phone that it just, today. It's like, you know, you're going to wake up tomorrow. There's going to be more confirmed cases and more deaths.
Yes. Yep.
Unfortunately.
a couple of things I just want to say to you about listening to your show. March Madness, no question in my mind, is the best sporting event in this country.
I it's tough for me to argue. Not the sport of college basketball anymore, but that tournament, Troy, I was missing it so much last night before I went to bed. Yeah. I went on HBO On Demand, and I've watched this countless times. I watched the documentary on the night on UNLV, Jerry Tarkanian running Rebels.
Sucking the white towel.
But I had to watch the documentary again. Jimmy Kimmel's in it, and I was from HBO about 2011 that came out, and then it got to the part where, you know, he was winning national title with Larry Johnson and Stacey Augmon and Greg Anthony and Anderson Hunt and all those guys. And it made me miss so many different things about college basketball that back in the day. And like, I grew up on those like early 90s UNLV teams. And like, I really, that made me miss. But I'm like, if I can't watch March Madness, I got to watch something to remind me of it.
Right. I went to the Final Four 1997 in Indianapolis.
Okay.
Arizona beat Kentucky.
I remember Miles Simon. Simon Says Championship. Yes.
I was there, and it was a great experience. On another point, I'm just going to say this in terms of the scary part about this whole epidemic that we're going through is that if you're going into a grocery store or going into a store, they've got like sections taped off now that you have to like stay back.
Yes, I noticed that. It's so weird. It's just everything's different now. Like I said, you walk in there and it's like you're walking into some radiation lab. Everybody, you know, people are practically in freaking hazmat suits now.
Right. And it's just like, okay, do you shake someone's hand or they hold the door for you and you're like, okay, well, I'm
going to I know. There was somebody here whose name will be, because I like the guy a lot here at this station. He was a big time. Thanks for the phone call, Troy. He was a big time handshaker. I never shook his hand, but I would give him the pound. And I'd be like, and then a lot of times I just give him the air pound. No more handshaking. No more. Like I said, there are some good things that have transpired because of the coronavirus. No more handshakes. No more. That is over. Thank God. No more handshakes. I just wonder what's going to be like for politicians now. Are they just going to have the gloves when they shake the public's hands? You know, it's just, it's unbelievable. In 1 month, folks, 1 month, the entire world as we know it have changed. Joe in West Roxbury. What's up, Joe?
Yes, hi, Mark. How are you?
Good, how are you?
The woman Marie made me call because I've been stewing on this. You know, I go back with the Bruins. I'm 60 years old. I go back to Bobby Orr and I go back to all that. This guy bought that building and the Bruins for like $8 million or something stupid. The guy's a billionaire many times over, and yet he basically does the, well, I'm losing a lot of events, so if I'm losing events, everybody has to be. This guy is made, they have to be worth a couple of billion dollars.
Well, no, he said he's worth like $3.8 billion.
Right, but the Bruins alone. The Bruins alone have to be worth. So let's take your number. Can you imagine treating little people like that? I'll tell you. I'm not part of this. I'm not a concessionaire. I don't have season tickets to the Bruins. I will never have season tickets to the Bruins, even though I probably love the Bruins as much as you do, Mark. Okay. So, but having said that, Marie is exactly right. If we can go 2 months in our houses and somehow make it through that, a situation that obviously humans in general are not. You know, we're not wired to do this kind of thing. But if we get through this and we do this, you know, couple of months in the house, what would be one more Bruins game? All Bruins fans should stand up and say, after everything that's happened, how could you treat these people like this and stay away from at least one game? Take that money and eat it. I swear to God, I'd start a fund to pay people that just to make the point. And the concession is, should all not be in a hurry to go back to him.
I know you hate to do it because they are the best team in the NHL, and they are the first team, going way back to 1925 when they started. So they're one of the original six. But you got, like, because of Jeremy Jacobs, like, the word boycott, it's understandable now. It's understandable.
And believe me, I know it's difficult, and certainly, you know, people are dying to go to the games, and I understand that. Believe me, I do. But at the end of the day, if we can go 2 months through this crap, then we can certainly go one game. Just go one game.
Sure.
Will you eat your money? And she was right. The next game you go into, you throw a $20 bill on the bar and you walk away and take care of the people that have. If he won't do it, then maybe there's a way that we can do it and try to help these people. But it's just, you know, Charlie Jacobs is another one. He's like the CNI dog, the spy for his father when he showed up and bought his house in Weston and lived with the beautiful people. He's the one that did the marketing ad. I don't know if you remember this, Mark, but about 10 years ago, they put Bobby Orr on the screen.
Oh, I know.
There were people, you're trying to market your product to people that are in their 30s and 40s because they have a little bit of disposable income, and you pull up Bobby Orr, who half of them don't even know who Bobby Orr is.
You know, Joe, it's funny. Thanks for the phone call. By the breath of fresh air, which is hilarious. I didn't get to see Bobby Orr. That was before my time as well. But, like, people here, I remember I said 2 years ago when I first started here on EI, I said, you know, Tom Brady's the greatest hero in Boston sports history. So then some of these old timers called in on the midday show and they're like, you know, what do you mean he's the great Bobby Orr? Bobby, I'm like, do you understand that, like, nobody under 45 has watched Bobby Orr play? Like, do you understand that? That's two generations that have not seen Bobby Orr play on TV. So now that doesn't take away because nobody saw Bill Russell play either, and he's certainly up there. But right, Bobby Orr, Mount Rushmore, a Boston app. There's no question about it. But I feel like the Red Sox sort of do that more subtly with Big Poppy, who's been retired now for almost 4 years. But, like, they sort of, he's still the face of the Red Sox. Who's the face of the Red Sox right now? It's not Mookie Betts anymore. You know, it's not Dustin Pedroia, who's turned into the David Wright of the Red Sox, who's collecting a check to do nothing. You know, like, who's the guy? Like, tell me, who's the face of the Red Sox? It's probably David Ortiz. I don't think people really look at J.D. Martinez as the face of the Red Sox. You know, they sure as hell don't look at JBJ or Benintendi. You know, who's the, like, it? The sad part, it's probably still David Ortiz. It still is, even though he's been retired now for going on 4 seasons. All right, coming up next, I have a new idea for Tom Brady, and I want to get your opinion on this, because remember his Facebook limited series called Tom versus Time? Well, I have a new one coming out, and I'll get to that. And I have a feeling, just from the people that I've talked to over the course of the last 11 days since Tom Brady decided to take his talents to Clearwater Beach and the Buccaneers, I have a feeling I know where the majority of you are siding towards. I'll get to that next. And a question of, who's going to replace the greatest quarterback of all time here if it's not Jarrett Stidham? 617-779-7937, hour two next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.